Chapter 10, People and History. Unit 19, The Natural Architecture of Antonio Gaudi. Can a sick childhood turn someone into a genius? The Spanish architect Antonio Gaudi, born in 1852, can help answer that question. Gaudi suffered from rheumatism, a form of arthritis in his hands and legs. Because he was too sick from his illness, he could not play with his friends. Instead, he spent many hours alone outside. This enabled him to develop two of his greatest qualities, observation and the analysis of nature and its design. Instead of relying on geometric shapes, Gaudi mimicked the way trees and humans grow and stand upright. He studied nature's angles and curves, including the movement of water, and incorporated them into his designs. The shapes he borrowed from nature were easily reinforced by steel rods and allowed his designs to resemble elements from the environment. Gaudi's works were categorized as Art Nouveau architecture, but his invention of irregular organic shapes put him into his own category. Gaudi's masterpieces in Barcelona, Spain, include the Casa Batlló, the Parc Güell, the Sagrada Familia, and most notably, the Casa Mila. These buildings represent his skills as one of the world's most original architects. One of Gaudi's greatest achievements, the Casa Mila, breaks away from traditional architecture by not having a single straight line in its design. In addition, the apartment building constructed for the Mila family between 1906 and 1910 does not use traditional load-bearing walls to support the weight of the upper floors. Instead, the floors rest on pillars and arches. Using these unusual design methods, Gaudi was able to create highly irregular floor plans. Even the heights of the pillars and ceilings differ from one another. This goes against traditional architecture, which mostly uses regular, rectangular floor plans. To create this unconventional design, Gaudi observed the forces of gravity. He designed the building upside down by hanging various weights on strings, using gravity to calculate formulas for a naturally curved arch. The resulting facade is an impressive mass of rough stones that resembles ocean waves. The windows and doors seem to be dug out of this stone mass, making it look like an enormous cliff rock with caves. During construction, people dubbed it a quarry, or La Pedrera, as some people still call it that today. The fantastic and futuristic genius of the architecture of Casa Mila is the result of long hours spent outside, resting from his illness, and obsessing over the nature that surrounded him. Gaudi's personal life is reflective of his passion for his work and his pursuit for perfection. He never married and remained intensely private until his death in 1926. This allowed him to develop an elaborate interior life and focus his need to love and be loved on the innovativeness of his buildings. His life can be compared to his Casa Mila, which is described as a volcano releasing slow-moving lava.